17 Cuban refugees who had attempted to reach the US by boat have been resettled in Brisbane. They were reportedly part of a group of 24 people found clinging to a lighthouse off the Florida Keys last year after their self-made raft broke down. Under United States' wet foot, dry foot policy, which ended in January, Cuban asylum seekers were allowed to stay and become legal residents if they landed on American soil. But a US federal court found that the rule did not extend to the location of that lighthouse. It wasn't judged to be American soil. So the refugees found themselves in limbo and then spent 1 year, in fact, in Guantanamo Bay. Ramon Sanchez is the president of the Florida-based Democracy Movement, which led the refugees' challenge in the US federal court. Ramon Sanchez, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. A pleasure to be with you.
Ramon, so as we said, this group of 17 Cuban refugees have been resettled here in Australia in Brisbane last month. Their refugee claims were recognized. Why did these people flee Cuba?
Because there is a 60-year dictatorship that not only deprives people of all rights, but also of their hope and their dignity. And unfortunately, after this dictatorship took over in Cuba, more than 20% of Cuba's population turned into migrants to other countries, fleeing repression and the deprivation of rights and human civil rights, and suffering a lot of family division.
Okay, and the U.S. has recognized the refugee status of these 17 people. They were classed as refugees and then they've come to Australia. Why have they ended up in Australia when they were so close, being found at that lighthouse at Florida Key?
Well, there is a processing court here in the United States. We have taken the U.S. government to court here, because the government has stated that for immigration purposes, the lighthouse where they landed is not part of the United States, and our position is that it is. And since at that point, at that time when they landed in the lighthouse, there was in force in the United States a wet foot, dry foot policy, which stated if the Cubans are caught in the water, they're wet foot and sent back to Cuba. If they're caught inland, they are dry foot, and then they have the right to stay. Our position was where they were on the lighthouse, they were dry foot, they were supposed to be let in according to the law. We believe that the government made a misjudgment here, and that's what's in court right now.
But you've already lost that in court once, haven't you?
I'm sorry, what was
that? You already lost that in one federal court challenge, didn't you?
We did lost the argument in court, but there were two elements still that were not addressed by the court. The first one is whether the lighthouse was indeed part of the United States or not. And the other issue is whether the Coast Guard utilized the proper parameters, the proper set of guidelines to determine whether these people were wet foot or were dry foot candidates to be considered to enter the United States or not.
Now, these you're still challenging this in the court, and yet, as we mentioned, 17 of these Cuban refugees are living in Brisbane already, and one of them, Vergara Lopez, has praised Australia as a, quote, very free place, saying it's a dream, we are very happy. I mean, they're happily settled here, it would seem. Do they even want to go back to the US if you win this case?
I have to say that the first thing that they said to me is, we have landed in the most free country in the world. Because Australia, of course, being a generous and free country is something great for them. They have never had, they had never lived in freedom, and now they have that chance. And they are very grateful to Australia, and so are we, the Cuban community and the families in Cuba, for what Australia has done to give them refuge. But we continue with the case in court in the United States. The United States was generous enough not to send them back and keep them in the base and look for a country that would take them. But if we win the case in court here, then the system here will probably extend visas to them to come into the United States, as they would have been dry foot and would have been allowed to come in had they been, their cases been dealt with under the set of laws that we are stating that they should
have. So would you then expect that some of them would then leave Australia and move back to the United States?
That might be the case, yes. Although they are pretty much in love with Australia already.
Ramon, yes. The Australians have heard that of some kind of people swap deal that our government has done with America's government. We will take some Costa Rican refugees from camps in Costa Rica, and the US government is apparently going to take some people from Manus Island and Nauru. Do you know whether these 17 Cuban refugees are any part of that deal?
No, I don't. We don't have access to that information. That is certainly something that the governments, talk about and discuss, probably very discreetly. And we have no information about that. What we do know is that they are now living in freedom, and we're very grateful for that, and very, very grateful to the Australian people and the Australian government for having allowed them to live in freedom.
Ramon Sanchez, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ramon Sanchez is president of Democracy Movement, and they're challenging these case of these 20 Cuban refugees. 17 of these people being resettled in Brisbane just last month. They're challenging that in the US federal court.